Fortis
90. Hello.
Yes, sir. He said he wanted to get on another phone. That's why he called me back. He said that today he had talked with Clark, Pell, and Kennan. Kennan's fine. He said that Clark is pretty good and that he's feels confident that he'll stand firm. He said that he was having trouble with Pell. But Pell said that Walter ought to come. But Pell promised to Hubert that he won't vote for a subpoena. And Hubert said to him, left it with him, think it through, and said that this is the right thing to do, and that the president's not asking me to do anything, but I'm telling you that this is what has to be done. And Hubert feels he made a lot of progress with him today. And I said, damn it, Hubert, this doesn't cover the subject, because the problem here is not just Jenkins, the problem here is Reynolds. And I said that you absolutely got to get these guys to stand firm on that, and stand firm on the whole thing, and after this guy Young is finished, they got to lower the curtain on this issue. And he said, Hubert said, that there'd be no committee meetings next week, debating the tax bill. He said that tomorrow they begin the debate of the tax bill at 11, and that they can object to committee meetings after that hour. And and I said, I'm a little scared of that, more to think about it. He told me that he had left word with Smathers to handle the question of committee meetings tomorrow. I said, I'm a little scared about having 1 hour of testimony up there by Young, and because that'd mean he'd get two times to play. I have a hunch, Mr. President, that we're better off if we let that damn guy go ahead and get through with his testimony.
I do, too. Yeah, I think the quicker the better, but I don't know if Dirksen objects, what you won't have any choice.
I know that, but I think that maybe we ought to get in touch with Smathers and tell Smathers to do what he can to get the committee authority to finish up with this guy. And that maybe if they can't finish up with him, they oughtn't to start tomorrow. That's a good reason for not starting with him. Now, he said that the, Jordan was pretty wobbly about the whole thing, and that Jordan would listen to Dick Russell or Sam Irwin. He said that Russell and Irwin had talked with him, but that he thought maybe another talk by them would be advisable. Now, I think Jordan would be all right on it, but certainly be good if he were talked to. But now I think our immediate question is what to do about Young tomorrow. I feel as follows. Number one, that unless they can be pretty sure that they're going to be able to finish up his testimony tomorrow, they ought to postpone it on the grounds that they can't finish
it. Well, who can tell them that? I can't talk to him, and you won't let Walter talk to anybody, and George is full of grits. He can't talk to anybody. And who can we get to do this?
Well, I'll be glad to do my best, Mr. President.
Well?
I talked to Jordan the other day. I'll be glad to talk to him again.
Well, I would then. I would ask him if he can get through 11. If he can't, well, just don't carry it over day after day after day.
I don't want him to get through by 11. I mean, say, I wouldn't take more than an hour with this fella. You can't possibly do the cross-examination of this fella that ought to be done in that length of time. So unless
well, you see, they won't know whether they can get to him or not until they get 11 o'clock, till the meeting and has permission.
Well, it seems to me that they can take an hour in an executive session without calling the guy in. They got a lot of problems they can talk about.
Well, I think they got Tucker and a bunch of others. You might talk to him about it, or talk to Whitley about it. Tell him your problem. You just don't want him doing it for 1 hour and then going over to Saturday and Monday and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they can't meet at all next week on this thing.
Well, if they hold and if they have objection.
Yeah, but Humphrey tells me that they are going to object.
Well, if they do, they can't. If they do, then they're running. Well, I think you ought to talk to Jordan then.
All right, sir.
Okay.